Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What we wanted to do today, we were looking at the calendar, and we're like, this is the last show for the month before we make our way into March. And so we were like, we should just do a show on happiness and good vibes and joy, like all the good things that have happened to you over the course of this month. And I think we're going to start tagging it at the end of every month, just kind of doing a little monthly recap.
Good Friday.
It's like a few, well, next month it's on a Tuesday, so we'll have to come up with something.
Feel Good Tuesday.
Yeah. So we'll just try to work this in every month where you just kind of think about what happened over the past, 30-ish days or whatever, and you pick out the little things that just kind of was a little win. Something that brought you a little bit of happiness, a little bit of joy. We could not have asked for a better way to kick this off than what happened this morning. Katie, you want to do a quick recap on what went down?
Well, yeah, our winner from our big Mix 100 Galentine's Diamond Dive that we had on Valentine's Day, Cheryl, was just amazing, first of all. She showed up in a custom T-shirt talking about the ring her ex-husband gave her and how she was going to win her own ring, and everybody was cheering for Cheryl. And the best part is Cheryl actually won, and she was so, so appreciative and really just became one of our favorite winners ever. I mean, her excitement just, went through the whole staff. We all just, I was such a big fan of Cheryl. And she texted us earlier this morning and she was like, hey, me and my kiddos, we want to stop by with something for you guys. And we're like, Cheryl, we'd love to see you. Because again, you just bring the excitement.
She's fantastic.
And she's so great. And her kiddos, Kalina and Brexen, they just showed up here and brought us some donuts. And I didn't realize she taught like right down the street at one of the schools here in the area. So It's like for her to be able to come by and see us was fabulous. But with those donuts, she left us this little note, and it is so heartwarming, and it just tells you the kind of person Cheryl is. And she says, I have to write this because thank you doesn't begin to cover it. Thank you for the most incredible weekend. It was fun and sparkly and so me, but more importantly, it was just healing. After my divorce 7 years ago, I felt like I got a tiny piece of myself back, and then life happened. Being a single mom, making 15-hour days, working 15-hour days, working every minute I don't have my kids just to keep up. Somewhere along the way, I slowly lost me again. The last couple of months have been especially heavy. It has broken my heart to see my kids watch me stress at the gas pump to tell them we've got to wait until payday for Valentine's Day gifts. I'm supposed to be their role model, strong, confident, capable, and sometimes I just feel tired and stretched thin. But your event, it reminded me, of something I forgot. I am still Cheryl. I am still fun. I'm still brave. And I'm still worthy of celebration. You gave me space to just be me. You surrounded me with people who wanted to meet me, cheer for me, are about me, and celebrate me. That is such a rare and special gift. I know you impact thousands of people through the radio every single day. Excuse me, I'm sorry. This is just very emotional.
I'd say something, but I'm crying too.
But I hope you know that personally and profoundly, you have impacted myself and my family. You helped me reconnect with myself and to see the second chance at life as something to embrace, not just survive. Thank you for the laughter, the confidence boost, the spotlight, and the reminder. I'm Cheryl, and I'm still amazing.
I love this woman.
Cheryl?
I love you, and I hope she's okay with us sharing that on the air, because it hit us so hard that it was like, we got to share this with our audience, because I think a lot of people feel that way, you know?
Yeah. No, and I can relate so much as far as like when you come through a transition in life like that, when you get a divorce and you really have to dig deep, when you have kids and you have to provide for them. It's just, there's no other way around it. And you dig deep, and as a mom, you have to be strong even when you feel like that. And I felt that, Cheryl, and I'm so glad we could help you find your spark again, because I've been there. I've been there where I'm like, am I even me anymore? Am I fun? Am I sparkly? And we saw Cheryl on Valentine's Day for the Diamond Dive, And she was the sparkliest person she in sure that was. Building.
I want to be friends with her.
I do too. Like, we are so grateful we get to call her a friend now, a friend of the show and a friend of everyone in this building, because she really did just spread excitement.
And I don't want to interrupt you. I also want to Venmo her back for the donuts.
I do too. The fact that she brought
Can
us
we Venmo
like,
her back for the donuts.
Good donuts. And we're like, wait a minute. Like, we don't want you to. But again, that just shows
so
the kind of selflessness that she has. And I just, you know, for her to find joy in our event that we had, which it was just a silly little thing to get people together and have fun, and for her to find
her little win for the month
in that,
it was her win.
I love you, Cheryl, and I'm so glad that we got to get to know you on a deeper level like that. So our hats off to you, Cheryl.
The best way to set this up was that letter this morning. We're talking about the little wins, the little bit of joy over the past month. If something really good happened to you, we want to hear about it. And I really hope you guys just take a few minutes. Pick up the phone and call us. It doesn't need to be as deep as that. It can be some small little thing, like you changed your own tire. You didn't think you could do it. What was your little win, your little moment of joy in the month of February? Here's Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
JKJ.
Yeah.
Kelly, every time you call, it brings me joy. I'll be honest with you.
Same.
What was your moment of joy?
Katie brought the rain today. It's hard to drive when the big juices of tears coming down your face.
I know, right?
Oh, I know.
This is a beautiful letter. Really pretty letter.
We love Cheryl.
All right, what was your moment of joy this month, Kelly?
Well, you know, it's hard to get out every once in a while when you're, you know, grinding out the work. But the enterprise team for my company came into town and took us to a steakhouse.
Oh.
In downtown Denver, and had that big old giant Wagyu with all the fixings.
There you go. That's a good win for the month, my man. Big old steak for Kelly. What kind of sides did you get?
We got them all. We had the rolls, the mushrooms, the fried mac and cheese bites.
Yes. Yes.
The whipped potatoes.
Yes. Woo. That's what we're talking about, buddy. That moment of happiness this month, and you nailed
glorious.
It. Big slab of meat.
That's how you do it. The A5 Wagyu.
Well done, sir. Kelly, you have a great weekend. Thanks for sounding off.
Right out, right out.
Later, buddy.
Bye.
Here's Mike. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, JKJ.
Good morning. What was your moment of joy this past month?
Well, I got some good news that my son's coming into town from Salt Lake. He just got out of the Air Force, and he's coming home.
Yeah.
I love that.
A couple days, so.
Yes.
Yeah, I get to see my boy, finally. After two years.
Oh, my goodness, Mike.
Yeah. So it's good news.
You're going to hug him and never want to let him go, huh?
Seriously.
Yep. That is,
both my boys were in the Air Force, so it's the oldest is here in Colorado or in Denver area, but my youngest is still in Utah.
That's amazing. First of all, thank them both
for
their service. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very much so. Thank them. That's a huge win for the month, Mike. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thanks,
thank you,
bye.
Thanks, Mike. Here is Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. I got to ask you, though, did you ever make a jingle? That song reminded me.
Oh.
I didn't catch it.
Oh, no, I haven't done it
for something.
For Scrub Daddy, I haven't done it yet. I'll do it, though. Don't you worry. It's coming, Stacy.
She remembers.
It's coming. All right, so what was your little moment of joy or happiness?
So I'm neurodivergent, which means I'm awkward a lot. And I tend to just have anxiety about that.
Yeah.
It happened to me twice this month where I was talking with someone and completely lost track of time and then started apologizing because I felt like I was wasting their time. And they both told me that they enjoy talking to me, and it just kind of made my heart lift a little.
Aww.
That's a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
Get out of your head a little bit about it. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, because we're all there. We do it every day with the
Once
things we say.
Once you said that, like, where you're, like, you know, the socially awkward, and I was like, gosh, same, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Always feeling like that, so.
Katie's awkward all the time.
That's what I mean. I really am. So,
Stacy, that's a good one. Thank you for sharing your moment of happiness. You have a great weekend. Here is Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, you. What was your moment of happiness?
Well, I left my kids' dad in 2015.
Okay.
And I have spent the last 10 years taking care of the kids by myself, and quite recently I finally had the courage enough to take them to court and get something in paper, and I was granted main custody, so guardianship, and I was granted child support for the first time in 10 years. And it sounds selfish. Now my kids are taken care of. And so I had a little bit of money for my tax return and everything, and I went to Jared. And I got myself a little freedom ring, yes. I guess you could call it.
It's a funny way to put it. It's a freedom ring.
Let freedom ring. Yes, Sarah.
Yes, thank you. Yes. So it has three little gems on it just for me and my kids. And it just means so much. As soon as I saw it, I started crying. I was like, oh, my God, I have to, just the realization that everything is taken care of now and that my bills are paid and I don't have to worry about, everything anymore. And it was just such a weight,
This is a good win. That's a good win for the month.
That's a great win, Sarah.
We're very happy for you, Sarah. Send us a picture of that ring, all right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure
kids love to see a proud, strong woman too, Sarah. Yep. So good job.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good day, okay?
You too.
Thank you, Sarah. Take care. God, that was a good one too. Hi, Tanisha.
Hi.
Hey, you. Well, we're sharing little wins, little victories from the past month. What's yours?
Okay, so slightly on the heaviest side, so I apologize. But so a while back, we lost my dad, which put our family home up in jeopardy. And then a year later, my mom lost her home in a house fire on the property that she and my dad shared for 25 years. And so she no longer had a home. So we've kind of been up in the air trying to figure out what to do with my mom. And it's been a rough couple of years for her, going on a couple of years for her. Well, a couple of days ago, I just found out that things finally settled with the land and the property of our family home that the whole family kind of grew up on. And my sister got it. So she gets to move into the property, gets to live on the property that we grew up on, and I get to share with my mom that she gets to move in and they get to live on the property that she shared with my dad.
Oh, yay, Tanisha! That's a really good one.
That's a really good win for the month.
Yes. So I can't wait to tell her.
You haven't even told her yet.
That's a load off your shoulders, I bet.
Yes, that's so sweet. That's a great one, Tanisha.
It is. And then another one for me. So I guess that was kind of for my mom, a small one. But the other day I went to go, I float in a bunch of different classrooms. So I'm a floater teacher and I help sub. So I went to help one of the classrooms and one of the teachers that I said, oh, I'm helping your class. On the side, I kind of saw her do a little celebratory, like fist pump kind of thing. Like, yes, Tanisha's helping me today. And I was just like, that made me feel really good. I'm like, yay! I'm one of the ones that help that they actually like when I go to help in their classroom.
Yeah, they get excited when you're helping, Tanisha.
You're a little ray of sunshine.
I know.
Those were both fantastic, Tanisha. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm loving this so far, Katie.
It's making me so happy.
Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking little wins for the month. I mean, so far, these have been pretty darn heavy.
This is exactly what we're looking
for,
though.
These have been real deep. Mine is, fun, but, not deep at all.
Perfect.
We've been cycling a terrarium for critters in our house for a few months now, just waiting for it to be ready to house live things, and we finally got frogs 3 days ago.
You got frogs?
Yay! Ribbit, ribbit.
It's not that deep, but the joy that it brings in the house, especially because they're itty bitty baby frogs, are so freaking cute, and they hide in the leaves, and they just it's just been so fun these last 3 days. And thinking of all the weight in the world, being able to sit down and watch this giant terrarium with three really funny frogs has been really fun.
This is okay. This is what we wanted. It's
absolutely
like the little things. It doesn't need to be that your mom's getting a house, which is awesome.
Yeah, all of them. Well,
right.
That's the great thing about joy is it can come in big or small packages. You never know when you're going to get it.
Katie and I are sitting here smiling ear to ear about your goofy frog.
I know. I have a frog tattoo, Sarah. I love frogs, so this makes me super happy for you.
Amazing. We are very excited. They're very funny.
Love it. Thank you for sharing your life with us,
Sarah. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Phone lines are open. We are sharing your little moments of joy over the past month. It could be any small little win, anything that brought you a smile, some happiness. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you here in the studios. And here's Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hi, good morning from San Antonio.
Hey! Howdy, howdy.
Up in Texas.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello.
Well, what was your little moment of joy this past month?
Well, it was actually the last 2 days my son-in-law graduated from Air Force Basic Training. Yay! That's why I'm in San Antonio.
Yes. Okay, what's his name?
His name is Logan.
Oh, yay, Logan. Congratulations.
I wanted to be in the Air Force.
Yeah, we haven't seen him since January 6th.
Oh.
So it's been an awesome 2 days, and I've been crying for 2 days. So it's been fun.
Those happy tears, wonderful. Though, right, Casey?
Oh, of course. Yes. Of course.
That's a great win. Thank you for sharing, and tell him thank you for his service.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Casey. Bye. Autumn, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Are you? Okay. That's all right. What was your little win for the month?
My win is for my mom. She has a business, and it's really started to take off.
Yeah.
Like, she's been able to do trainings, like, nationally and all over the place, and it's been really cool.
What's her little business?
Her business is with, like, domestic violence and stuff.
Oh. She's giving back to other people then in the process.
It is.
Aww.
She has a training she's doing. I think she said she had like 150 people register for it. And I was so happy that it's actually like working off because it's a really heavy field and she's been able to have these wins that make it so much better.
Yeah. You must be so proud of your mom, Autumn, to see her doing something and succeeding at it, right?
Yes. It's definitely been a help with me like because I'm like going into the medical field, so it's been nice to see that there's even positives despite it being so hard.
Your mom sounds like an awesome role model.
I know.
She really is.
Did you say her name? I'm sorry. What's her name?
Autumn.
What is your mom's name?
Oh, I thought you were
Jessica.
Autumn.
Oh,
okay. Jessica is your mom's name. Okay.
Well, shout out to Jessica, Autumn. Thank you for sharing your wins. Hey, Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
What was your little win for the month?
So two little wins for the month. Just started a new job 2 months ago, and within those 2 months already, they're like, hey, you know what? It's not a lot, but we're going to give you a little bit of a raise already. You're doing a good job.
Whoa, high roller.
And all that stuff. So it's like, oh, I'm being recognized in a new position for 2 months, and it took me 4.5 years to even get a promotion.
Well, smell you, my man.
Good job, Robert.
Congratulations.
That's a win for sure.
Yeah. And the last one, which is a little more than a little win, in my opinion, I'll make it quick, but I've always been kind of an outcast when it comes to having friends and all that stuff. But last night, my fiance told me her brother was like, dude, stop asking to join for video games or to do stuff. You're now in the in. Stop being in the out. And I'm like, I teared up a little bit. I'm like, there's a big win for me for the month.
That is big, buddy.
You're in with the crew now.
Yeah.
That's perfect, Robert. That's good.
You got homies now, Robert.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've got homies.
You're always in our crew, Robert, but it's good.
No, absolutely.
You know, you're accepted everywhere.
We'll play Call of Duty with you whenever you want, Robert.
Absolutely.
Two solid wins, buddy. Appreciate you calling in. Have an awesome weekend. Here's Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hello.
Hi. What's your little moment of joy, your little win from the month?
So I've been on this journey to get bariatric surgery for quite a while, and I finished the steps last week to submit to insurance, and it was submitted on Monday, and they already approved it on Wednesday, so
yes!
I just now get to get it scheduled.
Yeah,
yes!
Get your surgery done.
Great job. I mean, it's just such a load off your back, right? Like, you just must
feel
so much
Yeah, there was a
better.
Lot of uncertainty of, like, when's this going to happen? How long is it going to take? And I've heard horror stories of people who it takes months to get insurance approval. And they're like, nope, 3 days, you're good.
Yay!
That truly is a win, like, getting insurance feedback immediately and going on with your life. That is a big win. That is what we're looking for today, Jody. Good luck on your surgery. Really appreciate you calling in. Here's Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. What was your moment of joy from the month?
Well, there's a lot of them, but the one that I think I'm most excited about right now is a little home project I've been trying to work on for like over a year and just couldn't figure out how to do it. I have a very weird shaped dining room that's pretty unusable, and we have a dining table in there that literally is just a catch-all where all the things went. And I was ready to burn it all down. So instead, while my husband was out of town, one of my girlfriends came over, and we figured out how to take the top of the table off and manipulated it through my weird-shaped kitchen out my front door and put it on a dolly, and I put it all the way down my driveway to my basement that we just remodeled, and now we have a whole cool new table in the basement for game night.
Yeah,
and
game night,
it was crazy, and we probably could have injured ourselves or ruined the table, but it worked out.
Yeah.
Somebody grab a stack of Uno cards and get to Leah's house immediately.
Nobody got hurt.
Bring it. I'm very excited.
That's a good one, Leah.
Shout out to your table. Thank you for calling, Leah.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
That's really good.
I like that one.
Is it Brigitta?
Brigitta.
Brigitta. Well, third one's a charm. Hi, Brigitta.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us about your little moment of joy from the past month.
Well, I left a toxic workplace of 3 years, and I started this new job a month ago, and it was a huge weight lifted off my shoulders, like financially, but also emotionally and spiritually.
Wow, that is huge.
Yeah.
That is a huge relief when that goes on.
Yeah, there's nothing worse. So then you have to get up and you go to work and you're like, you're dreading it. Oh. Yeah. So to leave that whole stuff behind, good job.
What's your new place? Give them a shout out.
It's Dental Muse in Castle Pines.
Right on. Get your teeth on.
Yeah. Right. Can I do a shout out for my daughter? She's listening right now. I'm standing up by the car.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't do this. No. No, not
Brigitta,
today.
Go ahead.
No, not today. No. No, go for it.
Serena, I love you.
Oh, Serena, we love you.
We love you too. Kisses, kisses.
Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful Friday.
You too, as well. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Feels so good.
Here's Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. But more importantly, how are you? What was your little moment of joy from the past month?
Oh, this was awesome. My daughter goes to school up in Greeley. And all of a sudden, one day, we got a ticket in the mail. This was like in September for $340 because she got a speeding ticket going through like a photo radar situation.
Uh-huh.
So that was the bad news. Well, so then last week or whenever it was, we were watching the Olympics and we were going to watch a different show, but there was like really nothing on. So we just kind of let the news play. And there was this story on the news about how they did an investigation. And I guess all of these tickets that got issued last year between, I don't know when it was, May through December or something, that were $340 should have only been $40.
Oh.
And so you can go online to the city of Kersey, I guess, and if you got one of those $340 tickets, you get a full refund.
She got some cheddar back.
And that's a lot of money. Yeah. I mean, that's nice.
Yeah, especially
for
you.
Exactly. So we were super excited about that.
That's a big win.
Yeah.
That's not a little win. That's stacks of cash right there. Amber, congratulations to you and your daughter. It's like winning the lottery.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let's squeeze in. Oh, where are we at on time? I'll do three more. I'll do Sandy, Tawny, and Jennifer. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, JKJ.
Good morning, Sandy. All right, what was your little moment of joy from the past month?
Well, I have to say first, I'm live streaming from Raton, New Mexico. I listen to you guys every day, and I've been listening since I lived in Denver, probably since the late 80s, so
wow.
Don and Jane
yeah.
and all that. So,
wow.
And you guys are great. I love your show.
Oh,
but
my joy,
there you go. My happiness and joy is on a daily basis. I have a soon-to-be 90-year-old mother and a 93-year-old father who will be 94 in August, and they are still with us. And it's just a joy and blessing to see their face and smile when I visit them, hug them, kiss them. So that's just not only joy and happiness, it's a big blessing to still have them.
Yes.
Wow.
Longevity runs in your family, Sandy.
If you have your mom and dad, hug them, right, Sandy? Because that is the truth right there. Ooh.
Wow. Exactly. And they're young entrepreneurs. I have to give them a shout out. We've been in business going on 70 years this year. And they started it. Yeah, my dad started with the GI Bill, and my mother started the retail when I went to school. I'm the youngest. So they're just awesome and very blessed to have them. So I had to come and tell you how happy they make me.
Yeah, so give them a shout out, Sandy. What are their names?
My father's name is Andy Adelicio, and my mother's name is Fabiola.
Okay.
Congratulations to you for having an epic family.
I know. Yeah.
Really love
it. Truly.
Really love it. Sandy, enjoy Mexico.
you come and visit. Our green chili is better here.
Okay.
Oh, done and done.
Them's
done
fine words.
Sandy, we're giving you a wave. Rest. We're giving you a wave on the live feed right now on
Hi,
YouTube.
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Wave him back.
All right. Have a good
Have
weekend.
A great day and weekend.
Bye. All right, let's cute. Do Tawny and Jennifer. Hi, Tawny.
Hi, good morning.
Good hey. Morning. All right, so what was your little moment of joy from the past month?
Well, I am 28, almost 29, and I decided to go back to school for nursing.
Oh, congratulations.
Yay, Tawny. That's a great career. Yeah.
What side of nursing? What's going to be your specialty?
I'm aiming for labor and delivery.
Oh, that's a good one.
The baby.
Even more happy.
Baby human child. Yeah. That's better than pulling
the babies and the mamas.
Yeah, it's better than pulling stuff out of people's rear ends. I guarantee you that.
You know, I'm probably going to have to do a little bit of that on my way up, so we'll see.
You better message us and tell us what you're pulling out of people's rear ends, okay? I love those stories.
I will let you know.
Thank
I will
you.
Let you know.
Congratulations, Tawny. Good luck in your schooling. All right, let's wrap it up. We got Jennifer, who's been holding for quite a few minutes. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Well, you get the final word on this. What was the big moment from the month for you?
Well, we lost our dog unexpectedly earlier this month, so it's been kind of a rough month. But I was in Seattle at a work conference, and on my downtime, I caught one of the big fish at the famous Pike Place Market.
You yes! caught a fish?
Like with your hands?
Yes.
Yeah, like
hands.
In the paper.
Oh, how fun.
And
yes,
it didn't slide
I was talking
out.
About at the market.
At the market, and not with paper, with my bare hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With the bare hands caught the fish.
Yeah.
You got stinky fingers.
Like a polar bear, just
You got stinky fingers.
I did. It was kind of smelly, but it was fun, and it made me smile. So
it makes me smile, Jennifer.
I love it.
Good job.
That's really good. That is the way we wrap it up, Jennifer. That is the way right there. Have a good weekend. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Jennifer.
These are so good today. They made me all so happy.
Well, you're going to have to wait a month before we do it again.
Oh, God.
Dang it.
Darn it.